Surrender. Surrender every negative thing from your past. Recently, I had a discussion with one of my coaching clients who was really struggling with mistakes that she had made in her past. And my reaction was, wait, you mean to tell me that you've made mistakes? How dare you? And while I said that in jest, it was one of those pivotal moments where you realize as a human being that you're being way too hard on yourself. Why would you want to hold on to negative energy stemming from poor decisions you've made in your childhood or teen years, or even your young adult years or adult years, especially in your early 20s or before, when your brain was not yet fully developed? Wouldn't that energy be best spent forgiving yourself instead of punishing yourself? You cannot change the past. Listen, no amount of self-inflicted punishment will ever change past errors in judgment, poor choices, or mistakes. All you have is the here and now, this moment right here. So if you want to make it all count for something, surrender. Surrender every negative emotion, thought, and word that you have for yourself as well as for others. The good news is that you can choose to be the person that you failed to be way back then. You can choose to be better right now. Here's the catch. That shift will require you to surrender. Surrender all of the junk, all of the negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Use your energy to forgive. Use your energy to love. Use your energy to surrender. These past 2 weeks, I've had to actively and intentionally surrender more in my life than I have possibly ever. I don't know why this is a season of surrender, but what I do know is that there will be and already has been incredible growth. Merriam-Webster's definition for surrender is to yield to the power, control, or possession of another upon compulsion or demand. However, to surrender in spirituality and religion means that a believer completely gives up his own will and subjects his thoughts, ideas, and deeds to the will and the teachings of a higher power. It may also be contrasted with submission. Surrender is willful acceptance. A week ago, something happened in my life that created a major shift in me and in my heart. Something unforeseen and so out of my control that I had to step back and just accept. If you've ever had to walk out acceptance in your life, let me tell you, it is difficult. I worked through acceptance with my therapist because so many unfair and unjust things happened in my life from infancy all the way to adulthood. There was so much abuse and dysfunction, so much that was out of my control. Things happened that weren't my fault. As a child, I learned to take the blame. I put that heaviness onto my tiny shoulders. And in adulthood, I had to deal with those things and learn how to accept the facts and the truth in my life, to take on what was mine and then lay down what was not my burden to carry. Even all of the unfair and unjust stuff, I had to learn to accept. Acceptance means that you acknowledge the fact and the truths instead of trying to make it all make sense. You accept the fact that it doesn't and it won't make sense. It, whatever it is, happened. And now, no matter how unfair it may be, you, as the adult, must learn to heal, grow, forgive, and choose better for yourself, your life, and your family. Acceptance means that you acknowledge the truth, the full truth, without sweeping anything under the rug or burying anything deep inside. It means you fully understand what is yours to carry and what is not. And anything that is not yours to carry lay it down. Acceptance is the beginning of true surrender. If you have deep hidden wounds that you refuse to address, you will not be able to fully surrender. Please get help. Find a licensed therapist and begin your healing journey. Surrender says, "This hurts like hell, and I don't understand it, but I know I can trust God with it. I have to let this person, these people, this place, this thing, these feelings, I have to let it go. I must lay it down." We've all heard that old saying, if you love something or someone, let it go, and if it comes back to you, then it's yours, right? I can't even tell you how many times I've experienced this in my life. As cliche as it may sound, there is some truth in it. Real love is not control. Let me say that again. Real love is not control. Real love is freedom. Freedom to choose. So stop trying to control whatever the thing or the situation or the person is. Because if you really love them, if you really love it, you will let it go and allow love, real love, to choose you back in its proper timing in due season. Real love is surrender. It is patient, kind. It bears all things. It hopes. It trusts. It's gentleness. It's kindness. Real love is not control, manipulation, or abuse. Real love doesn't hold things over your head or remind you of all the ways that you failed in the past. If you really love someone or something, then you will surrender it in the right season. It will love you back and it will return and it will be yours. So be honest, be patient, be kind. Lay it all down and take one step each day towards your healing and remain focused on being intentional on your own inner growth and inner healing. Because real love never fails. Real love has to start from inside of you. You have to learn to love yourself. Otherwise, any relationship you enter into, whether it is romantic, extended family, parental, business, even in education, it will fail. If you don't love yourself enough to believe that you are worthy of good things and that you are worthy to receive love back, you're worthy to receive the degree that you're worthy to receive true compassion or a loving partner or that promotion, then it will fail. You have to surrender all the self-loathing, all the negative thoughts, the stories you tell yourself in your mind, and the words that you speak over yourself that are negative and harmful. All the lies that you've been told that you believe, you have to surrender those too. Surrender it all, lay it all down, and work on healing you. Everything else flows from how you operate. If you operate from a place of self-loathing, low confidence, or the belief that you are unworthy, it will all trickle into every area of your life, every relationship, every job opportunity, every educational opportunity, everything. If you operate from a place of love, you love yourself, you care for yourself, you know that you're worthy of good things. That love will overflow and radiate into everything in every area of your life, every person, every relationship, every area of success. Surrender the lies and accept the truth. The truth is, you are worthy to both give and receive love. You are worthy to be successful, to go after that degree, to go after that job opportunity, to have a loving, caring, kind, compassionate partner who understands you. You are worthy. But first, you must learn how to surrender. You must learn how to love yourself. I spent so many years hating myself, believing all the lies that I've been told. You're stupid. You're unworthy. No one's going to love you back. You're never going to succeed. You're never going to accomplish anything. You'll never finish anything. You're not strong enough. Coming to a place of surrender finally. This time around, I had to do this in real time. I was in a situation where I lost someone very close to me. It's a very difficult situation. But I love my sister very dearly. And unfortunately, the years I could see she just didn't love herself. She didn't feel worthy to give and receive love at full capacity for what she was worth. And unfortunately, that caught up with her and her health. It was such a difficult time to be in the hospital while she was on life support and to not be able to say all the things that I needed to say. All the things that I should have said, all the things that my own angers and resentment had, festered and built up this wall around my heart. I didn't pull up all of the roots of bitterness from my own heart. I sat in that resentment and that anger and that pain for too many years. And so when she passed, I made this promise: never again. It's okay to be vulnerable. Action is what matters. And when you experience something painful, you learn how to surrender. To say, I am not in control. I just lay this all down. I can't fix this problem. I can't do anything about this. Not, there's nothing I can do in my ability and my strength to fix the problem or to heal my pain. So I have to lay it all down, talk about it, get it off my chest. Have other people in my life that I can be accountable to, and they can be accountable to me. Get the help that I need and just lay it down. Learn how to take what's mine and deal with that, but leave what is not mine. I promised myself that I would never again be in a situation where things were left unsaid and undone. Friends, let me tell you, no day is promised to anyone, and you literally don't know when it'll be the last chance. So surrender all of the harsh feelings, surrender all the pain, the resentment, the anger, surrender all the negative energy, surrender it all, lay it down. Instead of fear, choose action. Allow yourself to heal. Love yourself enough. And allow that love to genuinely flow from your heart and trickle over into every single relationship and opportunity that comes into your life. Instead of pain, choose surrender. Thank you for listening to another episode of Growing with Becca, where I hope to have thought-provoking conversations that promote growth. Until next time. Keep going and keep growing.